Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things for Today, March 20th, 2024. This is Tony Drivis. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading on concerns about South American weather. Hot and dry weather in parts of Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans, have curbed prospects for crops in the South American country. Brazilian consultancy CONAB has said it expects production to fall 5% year-over-year. The U.S. Department of Agriculture earlier this month said it expects output of 155 million metric tons, down from a previous outlook for 156 million. Production last year in Brazil reached a record 162 million metric tons, USDA said. Rainfall in northern growing areas of Argentina may slow soybean and corn drydowns, said Don Keeney, an agricultural meteorologist with Maxar. Rain will favor parts of Buenos Aires, Cordoba, Santa Fe, and Entre Rios through Monday, he said in a note to clients. Grain futures were low overnight on some profit-taking after prices yesterday rose. Investors who were long the market or had bet on higher prices likely sold contracts and liquidated their positions after yesterday's uptick in futures. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 5.25 cents to 11.90 and 3/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added $2 to $335.90 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.17 cent to 48.31 cents a pound. Corn futures were down 1 cent to 438.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 5.5 cents to 547 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost 6.5 cents to 576.5 a bushel. Mexican corn imports will rise in the 2024-2025 marketing year amid increased demand, USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service said in a report. Corn imports are forecast to increase 5% year-over-year to 22 million tons to meet the increasing demand for starch and animal feed production, according to the government. Mexico is the world's second-largest importer of the grain behind only China. Relatively lower forecast corn prices compared to previous year and growing demand from livestock producers and processors will drive up corn imports, USDA said. The U.S. accounted for more than 85% of Mexico's corn imports in 2023, thanks to its proximity, exportable supply, and supply chain logistics. Mexican corn production in the 2024-2025 year that starts on October 1st is forecast to jump 7% to 25 million metric tons due to increased planted area and less abandonment. Optimism about a return to average rainfall and moisture levels after a year of exceptional drought is expected to incentivize farmers to increase their planted area, USDA said. Likewise, a return to average rainfall would reduce damaged hectares, given that 78% of domestic corn production is rain-fed. In weather, snow is forecast for much of North Dakota starting this evening and lasting through tomorrow night, according to the National Weather Service. The first round of snow will begin tonight, with the heaviest rates falling Thursday afternoon and evening, as much as 6 inches as possible in the state. In parts of west central Minnesota and northern South Dakota, 2 to 5 inches of snow may fall. In central Indiana, meanwhile, windy and dry weather will create conditions ripe for wildfires. Winds will gust from 20 to 30 miles per hour this morning and afternoon, the National Weather Service said. Relative humidity will fall as low as 15%.